What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Daniel, and it's a real thinker for me. It's about how to structure a training week based off of the understanding that Daniel is a pretty talented runner. Before we get into that, let's thank today's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has come out with a new type of bike insurance specifically for triathletes and their bikes. You can go to aontriathlete.com for the details. But one of the things that this new insurance covers is stolen bikes. No matter when or where your bike gets stolen, you can get up to $20,000 of bike replacement insurance. And historically, this has been one of the most expensive riders that you could add on to your house insurance policy, costing upwards of $10 per $100 of coverage. In this case, Aon has designed their policies to be roughly around half that, depending on the policy that you choose. And in addition to that, you've got canceled race insurance. If you get sick before or during a race and you've got to cover trip expenses, your bike gets broken in travel, you've got emergency medical insurance, everything all mixed together is such a better deal than a lot of the traditional bike insurance out there. So go check out aontriathlete.com if you are interested. Now, let's get to the question.
Hey, Taren. So I have a pretty loaded question for you. Basically, I am a college student. I started doing triathlons a couple of months ago, and I'm pretty good at them just because I have a really solid running background. I mainly do sprint, maybe a couple Olympic distance races. But I did a lot of running throughout high school. I ran track, I ran cross country, which really helped me for the running leg of the race. Now, in terms of swimming, I have improved with every race I do. I do get better. Biking is my biggest weakness. I think this is mainly because biking, where I live, Miami, Florida, it is almost impossible during the week just because of all the traffic. I could only really bike on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Now, my main question is, how can I balance all three sports in a way that could help me improve on the bike? Also help me improve on the swim, even though I'm progressively getting better, but not lose any of my running strength, because I don't want to dedicate so much to biking and swimming and then lose my amazing run time. And then on top of that, how can I add maybe 2 strength workouts per week? Now, keep in mind that since I am in college, I am very limited on time. I can only train maybe once a day, maybe 2 times during the week, twice a day, because I just have so much on my plate. But thank you so much, and I love your videos. Keep going.
Thank you very much for the question, Daniel. Now, this is getting into the weeds a little bit, and without coming up with a full training plan for you and basically boring everyone to tears because it is so specific to you, I'll give you some guidelines here. Number one, the discipline is triathlon. That's the sport you're in now. It's not swimming, then biking, then running. It's one sport, triathlon, with 3 disciplines within it. And the goal in triathlon is not to be a fast swimmer and then a fast biker and then a fast runner. The goal is to be a fast triathlete. So you need to account for that and blend all of your training and get the tertiary benefits of swimming and running and running and biking and running. And they meld together in a way that makes one cohesive unit if you've got a really cohesive training plan. So for example, increasing your swims, I recommend doing that. And actually, I'll back it up. And I will say that considering you are already a good runner and you've got a cross country background, you've got a track background, you understand the fact that when you're already fast, the additional benefit of putting in more and more and more work has a decreasing beneficial effect, because the law of diminishing returns means that while you're already fast or getting better by another 5 to 10% is A, really, really hard to do, and B, takes a lot more time than it took to get 5 or 10% better when you're beginning. So just that alone kind of answers your initial question that you're at the beginning stages of getting better at the swim and the bike. So you already have almost your answer right there, that you have so much more room that you can improve on the swim and the bike. And here's the thing, it's only going to make you a better triathlete. Maybe not necessarily a better runner, but it's going to make you a better triathlete. So increasing the swims, for example, will benefit running and cycling. One of the nice things about swimming is that it's low impact, so you can get yourself to redline more times throughout the week without risking injury. So that helps benefit running and cycling because it builds your aerobic base and your top end. It also helps loosen up the body and combat some of those corrosive issues that happen from running beating you down. Now, I also recommend increasing the bikes for you. Biking 2 times a week, not really enough to get much better. So I would recommend getting an indoor trainer and during the week, making those bike sessions really short. You say that you're doing specifically sprints, maybe the odd Olympic. While you're time crunched, I'd focus on those sprints and that's going to give you a really good base of speed when you have more time later on in life. And you can get away with anywhere from a 30 to 45 minute bike session, make it really intense at certain points, add some intervals, and then do a short brick run after. Do maybe just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That really intense bike workout is going to be an excellent bang for your buck. Do your longer, lower endurance rides on the weekend. And then that brick is going to help make you a better triathlete because it's going to allow you to use all of the talent that you've got in running. Just focusing on the bike and the run separately and not putting them together back to back, you might be at the mercy of whatever your legs decide to do on that day, deciding if when they get into a triathlon, they can actually start turning themselves over. By doing those bricks, you're going to get yourself closer and closer to the PBs that you have in just straight running. Strength train? Yes, absolutely. Strength training is critical in triathlon. Even just 2 days a week for about 20 minutes each time, I would recommend doing it after one of the more intense swims because you're not, like I say, tremendously beat up and you're typically at a place that has some weights. So it's less times that you are going to the gym. Do some strength training a couple times a week. And in triathlon, the run is not necessarily a speed, twitchy, fast focused run like track and cross country. It's more of a strength run. So that strength is going to help you out. And with the running, I recommend running less to make sure that you can fit it all in. The swimming is going to help with running in triathlon. The bricks are going to help with running in triathlon. And that run, it's a strength run. So adding in those strength sessions are probably going to get you pretty close to your PBs just straight running without really ever running more. I would recommend that. All of that said here, Daniel, what you're getting at is very, very similar to what I'm working on for the Trainiac coaching platform. It's about efficiency. It's about using your time wisely. It's about training smarter, not harder. So stay tuned for that. So I hope this helps you out, Daniel. Go out there. Have an excellent season. I hope it helps out all other Trainiacs. Thank you to today's sponsor, Tricover Insurance by Aon. If you are a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. If you want to get your question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/Trainee Ask. Ask your question there. And while you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left in the website, at free resources, we have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help you out with your training. Finally, if you're digging this or the Triathlon Terran podcast, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Thank you for your question, Daniel. I'll catch everyone in the next episode.